welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. This week, we're going to talk about The Giving Circle. The Giving Circle is an organization through New York Hebrew where once a month the community comes together and does all sorts of activities for those in need. For example, last month or 2 months ago, we decorated cookies for the fire station and police station in Gramercy, and we hand delivered them. So that was awesome. We've made care packages for women in need in shelters. We packed rice through pantry packers for those in Israel. Today we made hamantaschen for the holiday of Purim, and we made mishloach manot, which are packages of food, and those would be delivered to the elderly. And we've just done so many great things for the New York community and the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm. And next month,
oh, we made bracelets, mm-hmm. and we've written so many letters to IDF soldiers, and we made bracelets for soldiers who were coming to New York, mm-hmm. and little packages for them when they arrived, who are wounded soldiers in rehab, and they can finally visit somewhere, mm-hmm. have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Next month we're making Seder plates for Holocaust survivors.
Yes.
And Holocaust survivors will be there to speak to all of us as well, which will be extremely powerful and significant for all of us. And it's through New York Hebrew where you go to Hebrew school, and it's such a nice way to come together as a community,
yeah.
to do things all together. Like today there were
120
people.
Yeah.
And not everybody goes to Hebrew school there.
No.
Just folks from the community come together and pour their heart into something,
yeah.
to make the lives of others better.
And there, I saw this one girl, I don't know if I pointed her out to you. I think she's in seventh grade. She used to go to my school. I recognize her. She looks the same as she did in fifth grade. And, I mean, I knew she was Jewish, but I've never seen her. I've never seen her at any of these events.
Mm-hmm.
I know she didn't go to her Hebrew school. And she came with someone else, like a friend. And I think they knew someone else that was there that I've seen before. And it's nice that people tell others and they expand the community. And people find it meaningful to come. And it's like we've brought friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice when other people come, even if they just come once. Or even if they just have, maybe they can only be there for 45 minutes of the event. But they still come to support. And it's nice. It's a way for the community to come together. You meet new people.
What's so meaningful about it for you?
What's meaningful about it is we're supporting our community.
Mm-hmm.
We might not know the people that they're going to, but we know they're people. We kind of do. They're part of our community. They're soldiers who are working so hard, and they're people who really deserve all these things. And it's not work. It's a place where our community can come together to support a larger part of our community, and we're just adding on to that.
Yeah, and it makes such a difference to know that we might think of it as a small act, but it really is a really big act. But it's not something
for those people who get it. All those packages or the fun little letters that a 5-year-old is writing them,
mm-hmm.
and is like, I love, my favorite color is pink. This is my favorite food. I hope you're having a great day. it's awesome to get those.
Yeah, and if you think about the people on the other side, not just about how it makes you feel, but how it does make those other,
yeah.
folks feel that there are people that care about them, that are thinking about them, that appreciate them, that they're, so that they know that they're not alone in times of need, whether it's a Jewish holiday or otherwise. And I think this can go for any type of community, to be able,
yeah.
to come together for, what are they, an hour, hour and a half,
yeah.
2 hours, a few times a year, once a month, once every 2 months.
Once a month, I think, like for 7 months.
Yeah, and it's something that I really look forward to doing with you and Mom. And Mom has been extremely active in putting all of these events together. And I love seeing how we do it as a family.
It's great. The thing is, like, they're really fun. All these activities, it's not like, oh, we have to go do all this.
Right, it's not like manual labor.
No, it's like making fun bracelets and writing fun letters and even like adding a little decoration to your letter and just knowing that you had so much fun doing it, but that person is going to feel so great getting it.
Yeah, like remember when
they love that.
Remember
stuff.
when the soldiers in Israel texted pictures.
Yeah.
Them getting our letters.
Yeah.
And other items.
I think it was Rosh Hashanah. We made them in the shape of like apples and honey, they were it was so fun. And you like decorate the little thing, and you wrote a letter on the back.
Mm-hmm. And you can do this you can do it on your own. You can do it for anybody, and no matter the community, there are always people out there who need or who are in need.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to always recognize that, because I think it helps make you appreciate, and you're pretty good about this in general, make you appreciate what you have.
Yeah.
And understanding that there are a lot of others out there who don't have what you have. And also, not just that, but people who are risking their lives for us and people who deserve to be recognized.
It's also like you can do small things like, you have good food that you're just not going to eat. You don't want it. You have a lot of extra stuff that you're not going to use or you don't need. You can always donate that. Food banks can always take that stuff. You have, let's say, like, an extra... If you see someone that needs something and you're okay going up and you have an extra pack of like a snack, you're not going to eat it, just in your bag. Like small things like that really help out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I think we had made something at home.
Mm-hmm.
We made like so many. We each ate like, I think we ate two. We didn't like it.
Brownies or something?
No.
Oh.
They were like food.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, I think they were like carrot something.
Oh, okay.
It was like carrot cake or anything. We didn't really like them. But we gave them to someone else who was in need, and you could tell by the look on their face that they really appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even if you don't see where it's going to, you know some people are going to, a lot of people are going to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I hope this type of experience with Giving Circle stays with you through high school, college, the rest of your life, that you will find organizations like this to participate in, because the organizations are there, and I hope you're proactive with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love you very much.
I love you.
I'm always proud of you.
Thanks. Proud of you.
Thanks.